Hello and welcome to Unibo Global Life Stories. I'm your host, Jack Coulter. This is a podcast where we talk to the University of Bologna's international students and hear their stories firsthand. Today I'm with Tamara. Say hi, Tamara.
Hello.
Introduce yourself for everyone listening.
My name is Tamara Cerqueira Matusevich. As you can guess, my first surname is Spanish, so I come from Spain. Precisely, I come from a town near Barcelona. And my second surname is Matusevich, which is a Russian surname, so I have double nationality. And
So you're an internationally oriented person.
Yes, definitely. I'm planning on getting the Italian citizenship one day.
And what are you doing here in Bologna?
I am currently, not in Bologna, but in Forlì. I am currently about to finish my first cycle degree, which is on international relations and diplomatic affairs. And
So yeah, you're not studying in Bologna, the city, you're studying in the
no,
Forlì,
actually,
at the Forlì campus.
Yeah, this is sort of a joke, because when I did the application, I thought that I was going to be in the campus of Bologna, but they ended up bringing me to Forlì. So I didn't read the small letters of the website.
And how do you find Forlì then?
I find Forlì a lovely city. I think it's perfect for university life. I think most of the citizens of Forlì are students, so I think it is perfect for us. There is not too much trouble or problems in the city. So,
and the Forlì campus, it's different from that of the University of Bologna in Bologna. Here in Bologna, it's more of a, we have a lot of different buildings for all the different departments and stuff. But in Forlì, it's not like that.
No, I think actually there are different buildings. There is the economic department, which is not together without my department, which is the political science one. And then I know that the engineering department is like near the airport, which is almost outside the city. So I think it's also spread in Forlì.
So let's get back to the fact that you are the most international of international students. You've traveled a lot in your life, correct?
Yes, correct. Precisely since I was 12. I mean, this goes back to the day I was born, basically. No. So when I was 3, my mom brought me to my first ballet class. And I cannot say I was passionate about dancing since the very beginning, because I used to fall asleep in the classes. But when I grew up, I developed this interest for dancing. And at the beginning, I was only like shifting schools always around the area where I was living. So basically, the area of Catalonia, which is where Barcelona, and my town, which is Figueras. And then when I was 12, I got admitted into a dance school in Madrid. So I traveled there. And in the same Madrid, I shifted 3 schools. And then when I was 15, I think, this is like, it's a bit messy because not even I remember the years. But when I was 15, I got admitted into a dance school in Germany, in Stuttgart. I spent a year there. And actually, I developed my love for Italy in Stuttgart, which is a bit weird if you think about it. But my roommate was from Milan, and basically half of the school half of the students of the school were coming from Italy. And since I was the only Spanish person in the school, they decided to teach me Italian. So that's where I started learning Italian.
So you learned Italian in Germany.
Yes, in Germany, yes. My other roommate was from Canada, so I improved my English as well, which was very helpful. So thanks to my passion for dancing, I could develop my second passion, which is languages. And after this year in Stuttgart, I changed school and I went to Berlin. And after like 2-3 months, I was a bit like burned out. Because, I mean, I can explain this, I don't have a problem with this, but when I was in Stuttgart, they actually like kicked me out of the school, not because I did something bad, but I mean, because dancing is like a very tough profession. So, I mean, if you're not the best, then they don't consider you. So I was actually among the few that got kicked out, and I tried out for another school, which was in Berlin, and they got me in the school. So I was like, let's just go and try there. But after being involved in this situation of like this school not wanting me anymore and kicking me out, I felt like it was not my place anymore. It, like dancing in general was not my place. So after these 2 months in Berlin, I decided that it was a time to stop and maybe just go back to my normal school studies. So I remember calling my mom and saying, okay, I think I am done with this. I can go home. And I went home and I finished my 2 years of high school and I just focused on my studies. And yeah, so it was because of this thing that I stopped.
And that's where you are now. You're just focusing on your studies and yes. Not dancing.
Yes, I actually, in Forlì, I tried to teach some dance lessons because I needed the money to pay the university. And the problem was that it was during COVID time. So I started giving the lessons, but at one point COVID, the situation got very bad. So they had to close the schools. So I could not keep on teaching. So, I mean, but it still was very nice. I liked to go back to dancing, so it was very nice.
So is that how you arrived in Italy then, through your knowledge of Italian from your friends?
Yeah. So so it was during summer when I was 18 years old, and I actually applied to a university in Barcelona that was always on international relations, but I didn't get in because I didn't have like the mark to get in, but just like for 2 decimals maybe. My second option, like the second option that I put in the list was like something on political sciences, but I was not too like, I put it just as a second option, but I didn't really want to do that. So my objective was doing international relations, and I was like very sad, and I started to look somewhere else, and it was like the summer was ending, and in September I had to be present at some university. So I remember my mom sending me this link from Unibo, and she said, "Oh, you should check out this the website of Unibo. Maybe you can find some interesting degrees, and maybe you can apply for them." So I checked it out, and I found that they were doing international relations, and I was like super surprised. And I said, "But like moving to Italy, even though I had already traveled a lot, but I think the problem was that since it was the first time that I was like." I was finishing my high school at the time, and it was the first time that I got to establish myself somewhere, like permanently, I mean, for 2 years and a half. And I made a lot of friends, and I was like a bit reticent about leaving the country. So because it was my first time like being satisfied with where I was.
After having traveled so much.
Yeah, like I never got to make friends for like very long periods of time. So I was thinking, no, but I think it's maybe better to stay in Barcelona. I will have my friends there. I don't want to leave again and start over. And my mom said, no, but, you know, international experiences are always great. And I think you should travel. It's not, you can find friends always along the way. It's not like, and I said, okay, I will try. So I enrolled for international relations. And by the end of summer, I got admitted. And I was happy, but still thinking about the fact if I should go or stay.
You were a little unsure.
Yes, because, I mean, it was like jumping off a cliff again, you know, and I don't know, I was a bit dubious about this. So my mom said, okay, just we will take a plane, we will go visit your university, and if you like it, you stay, otherwise you stick to political science in Barcelona.
So tell me about when you arrived in Bologna then.
When I arrived to Bologna, so I took my bus from the airport to the train station. And I actually remember the lady that gave me the ticket to go to Forlì. I hopped on the train with a super big smile, already like ready to visit Forlì.
And so, when you got there?
When I got to Forlì, so I went like to visit the city a bit on a tour. I visited the campus, the teaching hub, and it was I loved it. And once I was unpacking in the room, because it was just one day that I had to stay to see the city, I remember that my roommate came in, Her name is Maria. She comes from Portugal, and we barely knew each other. But the only thing we had in mind that night was going to have dinner. So I just said, "Oh, let's just grab dinner together." And we went to this super nice restaurant, which was under the student accommodation, and we had a pizza. And I remember that night the atmosphere was super nice, and we had a lot of fun. The pizza was very good.
A good first Italian dinner.
Yes, first Italian dinner approved. I think that all the things that happened that day made me love Forlì and influenced my final decision of staying. So after that dinner, I called my mom and I said, okay, I want to study here.
So it was a bit of a last minute decision, but your first day in Forlì just...
Yeah, it was super good. Yeah. And I think that if it wouldn't have gone that well, maybe I would have chosen differently. But I'm very glad I made that decision.
And you mentioned your roommate, Maria. Have you made many other friends here in Forlì?
Yes. I mean, I have many. I think all of my classmates are super, super friendly. the first day of class, I was, of course, very nervous because I didn't know anybody. But I forgot that no one knew anybody. I mean, it was very rare that someone knew each other. I didn't talk to anybody. I think no one talked to anybody. But after that, after the teachers explained to us that we need some like materials, some books, we went to this like place near the university where you can print like all your books and notes and stuff. And it was like, basically, the entire class went there, so that's where we started making our friendships. And I met my current roommate, which is Giulio. He's probably like the nicest person I know. He's super friendly, super nice, super open, super kind, super generous. And yeah, I got to know him, and I think he is like one of these persons that tries to involve everyone. And he was super nice with me since the very beginning. And so after living for a year in this student accommodation, where I stayed overnight and then I just stayed a year. Once the situation was a bit more stabilized, I became his roommate. So we are now living together with Giulio.
And your course is in English, right?
Yes, it is fully taught in English.
So are there many international students other than you?
I think one of my other friends is Lila. She comes from South Africa. I have some friends coming from Latin America and from France. We have many international students, also from Russia, yes. But I think that, of course, the periods where Erasmus happen, it's when our class is more international than ever.
So tell me a little more about your course here in Forlì. And the actual university itself, so the student hub, is that what it's called?
I think teaching hub. Teaching hub. So it is like a super modern structure, which I have never seen any university structure like this one. Because, I mean, usually you expect like a building made out of bricks, but this one is like, I don't know what it's made of, but it's like metal and it's super modern and it's very, very beautiful. So this first impression was super nice. And the classes are very big. You can have like many students inside, and there are big windows, so you can breathe. And now with COVID, it's even better because you can just open the entire window, which they usually ask us to do. And the teaching hub is also very nice for studying because they're like inside the teaching hub, It has like a very weird structure, but I love it because you can find like these study rooms in between the stairs. Like you go upstairs and you find like this full a floor with tables where you can study. And it is just a very modern structure. And there,
Do you use the study rooms a lot?
Yeah, no, I mean it's not a study room. It's just like tables placed on different floors. But in a very modern architecture, I don't know how to explain that. There are study rooms actually in the library, which is also very, very nice. Yeah, I think they are very quiet. They are very big. People know how to behave in these places. So I never encountered any problem in these study rooms. And the staff is also very nice at the library. So they help you if you need like a book or something, or if you need some information, they are always available to give it to you.
Do the staff speak English or just Italian?
Yes, of course, they do speak English. I mean, the University of Bologna is full of international students and it is an international university. And I think the staff is sort of required to speak English so everyone understands what they are saying. So, yeah.
And what's your daily life like in Forlì? Is it similar to in Barcelona, in Stuttgart, Berlin?
I mean, I think that everywhere you go, your life is a bit different also because you have like different tasks to do. And I have never been in a university in any other country. So I think it is a unique experience. So usually I wake up 8, I have breakfast and then I get ready and then I go to university. And of course, after university, I study at home and maybe at night we meet some friends and go have a drink and so on.
Where do you usually have lunch during the week?
Usually I have it at home because usually like the subjects are not too close to each other, so I have time to go back home. But if I do not, since teachers are obliged to give us like the 15-minute pause between the lectures, I can quickly go to the canteen, so the cafeteria, which is inside the campus near the teaching hub. And it is very nice because it offers you like some like cheap proposals. Since you are students, like you have to pay less, so you do not pay the full price. I think people coming, like people that are not students, can also go there, but students are offered like a special price. And you have like a normal menu with normal food, but I have seen as well that there is like a gourmet department inside the canteen, which is super nice. I would like to try it one day. And yeah, they offer very big plates of food and you can be fully satisfied after eating in the canteen.
Is it typical Italian food?
Yeah, of course. You have the, how do you say it? The obligatory pasta meal. Yeah.
Have you traveled much outside of Forlì?
Yes.
In Italy, I mean.
Yes, I do have. And I want to travel even more. Yes, so I have recently gone to Naples and Matera, which is in the south, which is super beautiful. I want to go back because we went for like a very short trip of 3 days. And it was not enough to see just Matera for half a day. I am still, I have reminiscence of Matera that I need to go back there. And I have been to Florence, to Milan, to Venice. Venice was actually my first trip outside of Forlì, where I went with my previous roommate, Maria. And yeah, I have also been to Milan and to Cinque Terre, so the Five Lands.
I don't know. It's a very typical Italian seaside.
Yeah, I there is no translation for this, so yeah, Cinque Terre. And it is just amazing. I don't know if like people coming like from Italy have the same experience in Spain. So when foreign people come to Spain and visit places, they are like, wow, but these places are amazing. Because I feel like I have seen so much of Spain already that I don't feel like the places I visit in Spain are as beautiful as the places I visit in Italy. So for me, Italy, it's just, I mean, it's super beautiful. Like I have never visited a country so beautiful as Italy.
Is there anything you miss about home as much as you can call Barcelona home?
I hope people from Spain are not listening to this. No, I actually don't. I don't miss anything specifically because I feel like since I have traveled a lot during my life, I have developed this capability of making myself feel at home anywhere I go. So I do not like need something in order to leave. So I just try to make the best out of any situation. So it was super easy for me to adapt to the living abroad situation and being alone. And so, no, I mean, I can say, of course, like my family and my friends, but it's not like I necessarily need them in order to go on with my daily life.
So were there any really big differences between Italy and where you'd lived previously that shocked you when you arrived here?
The most shocking thing that I learned in Italy was the fact about, recycling. So basically in Spain, we don't have this thing that you need to recycle at home. Of course, some people still do it. And then you just throw like the normal garbage in the like common bin that everyone uses, like which is in the middle of the street. But here in Italy, you are obliged to recycle at home, and then you need to put like the bins outside of your door so they come pick it up. And you're supposed to follow this schedule. Like every day of the week, they come to pick up something different, like the glass or the paper. And you need to like look it up so you don't miss the day. And when I came here, I actually didn't know how to manage the garbage because I was a bit lost. So I couldn't find like these common bins in the street, outside in the street. So I had to ask my friend Giulio, what was I supposed to do? And he explained to me that in Italy, you're supposed to recycle and that you every day of the week, you need to follow the schedule and put the bins outside depending on what day it is. And yeah, that was like a very big shock for me because I was not expecting to have something like this. And I think it is very nice what they're doing here in Italy because, I mean, it helps, of course, now with climate change. It is very helpful to do this. And I'm surprised that they still don't do it in Spain, which is, I don't know. For me, it was not the norm, but now I am super used to this. And when I go back home, it is weird for me to see that we throw everything in the same bag. And another shock, I think, might be the time for dinner and lunch, because I think everybody knows that Spanish people eat super late. So I am used to having lunch at 2, 3, and dinner not before 10. So, and here in Italy, also because of the class schedule, I could not eat at this period, in these periods of time. So I had to eat very early. But I learned that in Italy, usually people eat, I can have lunch at 12:31, no later than that, and then dinner at 7 or 7:38, which was for me, I took like a full month to accommodate to this because it was a bit like weird having to eat so early because I was not hungry at that time. So yeah.
Can you tell me a little about the actual courses you're studying here?
Yes, so my degree is International Relations and Diplomatic Affairs, and I believe that it is perfect if you are not entirely sure of what you want to do. So it does not focus on one thing precisely, specifically, but it is giving you a general overview of the contemporary and, of course, the past issues that the globe is undergoing. So I basically have learned many things on the historical part, on the political part, on law, on international relations as well. And also my degree gives you the opportunity to study different languages. So yeah, I think my course is super, gives you like a general overview of the world issues. And it is actually very important. And regarding this, this fact, actually, when you go to the site of the university of your degree, you can check up that inside each subject. So each subject is related to one of the sustainable development goals. And you can see that, for example, I did climate change, and inside of the subject, you can see which goals is this subject trying to teach about or to implement or to pursue. So I think it is also very important that Unibo is promoting this at the university level, of course, to make this world a better place and teach students on this.
And what about the future? Are you planning on staying here?
Yes.
Have you got more travel in your future?
Oh, no, traveling for sure. I love traveling. So once I get a proper job and my money, I would love to travel anywhere, but I think I will always come back to Italy.
Really?
Yeah. Because, I mean, I have sort of built this relationship with Italy and I cannot break it because it is very strong. And I love Italy, everything which is related to Italy. So I think it will be, I cannot imagine myself somewhere, living somewhere else that it's not Italy in the future. So yeah, my future I think is here. And I mean, the near future, of course, I am planning on continuing my studies always in Italy. But then, of course, I want to work and stay here as long as I am permitted to.
So to wrap up, let me ask you, if you had to describe your experience at Univo with the name of, with a song title, what would that song be?
I mean, there are many, of course, because I have had different experiences at Univo, good and bad, but maybe like the general one would be, I would choose Stressed Out by 21 Pilots. because, I mean, you're always, of course, under pressure, you need to study, you need to do this and that, and I have felt that during all this period, I have been much stressed out, but also because of my personality. Maybe some other person is a bit more chill about it. But yeah, I have been stressed. I have been very stressed, actually, during this period, but it was super nice. It was a sort of a nice stress.